Hello, and welcome to The Path to Programming, the audio supplementary materials for the Introduction to Computer Science. I'm a former student that took this introductory course, and today I want to talk to you about the skills you need to make the best of this class. Learning computer science can be challenging for many reasons. It's almost like transporting yourself back to elementary school to learn math or how to write for the first time because the concepts are so new and you're going to be expressing them in a way that is probably not familiar to you. So, the first thing you want to do is to familiarize yourself with a programming language. In this class, you will be using Python, but this goes for any programming language. An easy way to start familiarizing yourself with Python would be to memorize the available commands. Every programming language has a vocabulary of built-in commands that you'll need to learn to use, because you will be using them very, very often. The built-in functions that you might need to end up using are max, min, int, float, len, str or string, round, print, and input. Obviously, there are many more built-in commands that we will be using, but these are the basics, and these are the ones that you should focus on learning the names of and learning the functions of. Make sure you understand what each of these built-in commands do, and make sure you know when to use them. For example, you could use max along with the len to find the length of the longer of two pieces of text. We will get more into specific uses of the functions, but what's important for now is that you know what these built-in functions are called, what each function does briefly. Understanding built-in functions ties into understanding data types and what operations to use on them. So you might be wondering, what is a data type? A data type is essentially something that every value in Python has. Everything you write into your Python has a data type. You can figure this out by using the type, which is another built-in command. It basically describes what kind of thing you just wrote into Python. Some examples for a data type could be integer, a string, or a dictionary. Knowing the type of data can help you choose the right operator. There are four basic operators in Python, and these are plus, minus, remainder, which is the percentage sign, times, and divide. They don't just act like normal mathematical operators we know because they interact with different types of data differently. So, for example, the plus operator can not only be used to add numbers, but it can also be used to concatenate, which is a fancy way to say combine, strings. One thing that I didn't pay enough attention to in the first few weeks of learning how to code was the memory model. The memory model demonstrates how a program would run and how assignments would happen. The memory model explains how the computer works when your program runs. The first few weeks, it seems really trivial to use the memory model, but this is actually the perfect time to get acquainted with it. It's important to use the memory model because programming has a lot of assignments that occur, and there's a lot of different things that you will need to keep track of. Another skill that you'll need to build up is working memory to hold several variables in your mind at once and understand how a sequence of several instructions will operate on them. Understanding your variables and what values they hold can help you understand how your code runs as well. In case you're a little lost, a variable is when you write a bunch of code and you assign it to a certain value. So if you write a long string of code and you assign it to the value A, then that is stored in the value A. Variables aren't the only thing we use in Python though. We can also just write expressions to calculate values and we don't need to assign a variable to them necessarily. The reason we use variables is to make sure that they are stored in the memory so we can access them later on without having to write the whole statement over again. And obviously, understanding what you're doing with each line of code is one of the most essential parts of programming. There are so many things that you will learn throughout Introduction to Programming, and understanding what each function does is one of the most important things that we do. Whether it was already a pre-existing command or you wrote your own command, is essential for you to be able to write code that not only works but is also efficient. Everything we talked about so far is more on the side of understanding the basics of programming. We touched on understanding the programming language, important features of the language that include built-in commands, and if you really want to get to know the built-in commands, then you will know which operations to use with them as well. Another thing we touched on was making sure that you understand each variable that you declare and each statement that you make. Know how to follow the statements you're making And an easy way to do this is by using the memory model. But coding is not just about the programming language you use, it's also about you, the user, and how hard you are willing to work beyond the computer screen. An essential part of learning how to code is having good teamwork skills, including the ability to ask questions about what you don't know and the ability to answer questions gracefully and learn from the process. The biggest advice I can give you as someone who previously took Introduction to Programming is to never be afraid to ask questions. It's easy to think that the answer to your question is obvious or that it's not the most complex question of all time, but those things don't really matter. If you're curious about it and you have the opportunity to ask it, never pass up on it. That's why your instructors are there for you. They want to answer all your questions, no matter how big or how small. Learning something from scratch is always hard, so never doubt the validity of your questions. The more questions you ask, the easier it will become for you to answer the questions that you or others might have in the future. Beyond asking questions, a very important part of intro to programming is teamwork. Working in a group is often a great opportunity to see the way other people view the process of coding. You can always learn something from your partner or teach something to your coding partner without even realizing it. Maybe the way you think about the memory model is different than your coding partner, and you can really help them understand things more clearly with how you think about it. Or maybe your partner is really efficient and really fast about how they use their variables and executing a bunch of statements. An important point to remember is not everyone is at the same level, even if it is an introductory class, so never feel discouraged if your coding partner has more experience or has a different approach than you. At the same time, if you end up feeling like your partner doesn't understand things instead of trying to go ahead of them and solve things on your own, take the time to explain things to your partner. The best way to learn something is to teach it, and in the process, you'll find that you'll be able to build more solid foundations for your own understandings, even if you're explaining a concept that feels pretty basic to you. Finally, what will help you the most during this class is to have strong planning habits. For example, these include writing documentation and comments before writing code and having an efficient way to approach problem solving. Commenting is often a part of programming that the user can easily neglect because when you understand a problem and how to solve it, you often don't feel the need to explain how you've gotten there. But not everyone has the same thought process or problem-solving process, which is why it's important to describe exactly what you're doing so that the purpose of your code is understandable in every way possible. As a plus, explaining your process and plan using comments and documentation before you write your code will help you reach a correct solution more quickly and will help you make sure you understand the problem that you're trying to solve. Besides having generally good planning skills, make sure that you have the most clear and effective approach by applying the key case-based problem-solving steps. The key case-based problem-solving steps are simple, and what they basically entail are the following. Before attempting to solve a problem, you really have to understand what the problem is asking for. Before trying to code something from scratch, think of a way to solve the problem and how you would approach it if you didn't have a computer. How would you solve this if you just had a pen and a piece of paper? That's the hard part, figuring out how to solve a complex problem. The easier part is telling the computer what to do in order to solve that problem. If you're struggling to solve the problem on your own, gather relevant examples that can help you. If there's a similar problem that you solved in class, go over what the idea behind it was and look at the code and see how those ideas were implemented in the code. Don't only look for the similarities of the current and previous problems, but also look at the differences and try to understand where those differences are stemming from. This is why understanding the built-in commands and understanding variables and code execution is important, because you, as the programmer, will determine what tools you need to solve the problem. The more you understand the built-in commands, the easier it will be for you to diagnose what you need. This way, it will become easier for you to propose a solution to the problem. So, once you have an idea on how to solve it in your own head, program your solution. Write down the instructions in the computer code while you're doing this as well. You'll need to exercise your knowledge of a programming language to understand how to translate your steps into the steps that a computer can carry out. Once you've written it down, test your program to make sure it works. And there's a lot of ways to understand if your program isn't running or not. Usually your computer will yell at you. And if it doesn't behave correctly, don't panic. You can fix your program. If your program doesn't work or it only sometimes works, first figure out exactly why. And then decide what step you need to revisit. Sometimes you just need a little tweak, and that's the case most of the times. But other times, you might need to go back to the start and think of a new way to approach the problem. But don't worry, even if you have to start from scratch, your work isn't wasted. It has already helped you build a deeper understanding of the problem that you're working on. If you can follow these case-based problem-solving steps in order, you should be able to solve a wide range of different problems, and as you learn more and more about specific functions and language constructs, you'll be able to expand your vocabulary and keep solving more and more difficult problems. But if you develop bad habits and try to jump straight to a solution, you may find yourself getting stuck a lot or spending a huge amount of time trying to solve problems as they get more complex. And this is something that I definitely did in my first few weeks of the class. Everything was going pretty easy, it was smooth sailing, and I just would never think about how to solve it in my own head with a pen and a piece of paper. I would just sit down and I would just try to code things. And even if that might work for you for the first few weeks, that's not an efficient approach, that's not a good approach. Make sure that you understand exactly what you're going to code. So, once you pay attention to all the basics that we've discussed here, the process of learning how to program should go more smoothly. This was The Path to Programming, and I hope you had a good time listening to how you can improve in Introduction to Computer Science. Hope to see you next time.